Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, DJ J Tetra, and yeah, let's do it.
You want me to tell you what she said to you?
Wait, what did she say, man?
She said,
already know, baby, it is that sick, disgusting doctor.
Oh, is it that doctor?
It is that doctor.
Is that that doctor?
It is SL, Dr. Bones. Welcome, and
welcome.
I just want to start the show by saying grape juice and cookies do not go together, guys.
I just want to say, Dr. Bones, I have a bloodshot.
Right off the bat, you want to say?
I'm going to start off with that, guys.
I've been crying all day, I'm sorry. It's just, I feel super sick right now, but I'm doing the show for you guys. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, you know, we got that, you know, that dedication.
Starting around the show, first interview. I'm just kidding. Enough chit-chat. Let's get to this interview. Seriously, this is going to be a good show. We have the Wayne Hopkins Band on tonight.
The one and only.
One and only featured VH1. Or no, they. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I saw them a couple of times before, and they're really good. Kimo Watanabe, you guys remember him? He was on the show. Remember him, Tetra? He sang really good, remember?
I don't know, man.
Beautiful, angel-like. He's saying Rebel Zion, but I was talking to him, and he was like, you know, you should hit the Wayne Hopkins Band. And so we hit him up. I'm just giving you the backstory right now. And we have, see, cookies and grape juice, man, don't do it. We have an autographed CD from the Wayne Hopkins Band. Tetra, you looking at this? Look how nice this is, man.
Dude, it looks pretty shiny.
It's shiny, legit, and they all signed it. All 5 of the members signed the CD.
Yeah, it's not one of those little, like, you know, little fake ones that you see at the swap line.
You know the fake ones, and then you look at it, and, like, you try to see if it's glossy, to see if it's a real one, and it's fake. I hate it. Sorry, I said my grape juice. I hate those people. I don't even know what to say, but we have an autographed CD to give away. We also have stickers to give away. Stickers from the band.
Band themselves, guys.
The band themselves. I mean, this is beautiful. I don't even know what to say to that. What should be the code word today, Petra? I don't even know, man. What should be the code word?
I think the code word should be, Taylor Gang.
What is it?
Taylor Gang.
Taylor Gang?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
If you're, you know that dude with Khalifa who sings Black and Yellow?
Yeah.
That's what he represents, Taylor Gang.
Taylor Gang?
Taylor Gang and die, baby. Chuck Taylors.
That makes no sense. Whatever, I'll roll with you. I don't know how I'm going to fit them in a sentence, but after we're done interviewing the Wayne Hopkins Band, and they're performing a song. Can you believe that?
I believe it, man.
I believe it. They're performing a song, and then when we're done, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Taylor Gang, we're going to throw it in there, I guess. When I say Taylor Gang, you go on the Dr. Bones and Tetra. I forgot what to say. Dr. Bones and Tetra Show.
.webs.com.
You go to contact us. Go there. From there, you
leave your first and last name, guys.
Yeah, put your first and last name, then just type in "Give me that CD, baby."
Toma.
That's gonna be it. You gotta type in Toma.
Yeah. So okay, everyone, if you've ever done it before, but after you've done some information, just type message. Type in Toma, you know, and then we know what it means.
That's all you gotta type in, man. Just type in Toma into the computer machine, and
and if you know, if you want a little something extra, type in Toma, Toma, Vinaki, 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 Toma. Type in that exact, like, you know what,
dude, this is like taking all my energy out of me. But it's going to be good. You know what? Let's talk about something. We're going to have a little segment called Doctor, What's Wrong With Me? This is a theme intro.
Hey, doctor, is something wrong with me?
I'm going to tell you what's wrong. Tetra, today we're going to talk about the prom, man. Can you believe it's coming up already, man?
Dude, our senior prom, guys?
It's coming up, man.
The night where babies get made and
all. Not for me. Maybe for you. You can have a little Tetra. You can have a little Dr. Bones running around for me.
Name him Dr. Bones?
Name him Dr. Bones, man. But are you excited? Like, are you excited you got a date? What's happening with you?
Dude, I haven't got a date yet. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But,
cool, man.
But I'm going to get one before, but I'm just excited to go to prom in general. Even if I have to take, you know, freaking my teacher or my neighbor, I don't care. I don't care who I'm taking.
You're going to tear up the rug, aren't you? I've seen your dance moves.
I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I'm probably going to go to Maryville's too.
I hope you do, dude, because I'm going by myself.
I'm going with nobody.
I'm not kidding. If I go, I'm probably going to go myself. So.
I was going to ask Kimo Watanabe if he wants to go with me. You know, because we're cool like that.
What the heck? I was asking Sara Indio to come down and come with me. You know, the big mama? I was going to ask her to come down to be my prom day, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's hard, you know, because, like, people probably already have dates and stuff, you know, from, like, years past.
Yeah, I do. Like, beginning of freshman year. Hey,
yeah,
we're going
exactly,
to senior prom
dude.
Together.
Stupid, you know, so like I'm not really not worrying about it or anything. I'm probably gonna
go. I know for sure I'm going.
No, I know, I like I wanna go, but like at the same time.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
You feel me?
I feel you, baby.
Enough of the chit chat. Prom gonna suck, guys. Anyway, prom's not what it's made out to be. But you wanna get this interview started, Tetra?
Nah, dude. So what do you?
We're gonna interview the Wayne Hoskins Band. I'm gonna play a clip of their song. It's a pretty long song. We'll play it again later. We'll finish.
What's the song called?
The song is called "Breaking Here."
Ooh, are they breaking here?
I think they're breaking the scene of music. You know?
Ooh, I love it, man.
Let me do a little synopsis. They won the 2009 award for the best Utah rock band. Come on, man, that's great.
I mean, if that's not an accomplishment, I don't know what's an accomplishment.
That's not an accomplishment. I mean, go home.
I mean, get out of my studio. Mickey!
That's all you can say, sorry. But I'm going to play the song right now. Tetra going to do what he do.
Let me go hit them up real quick, doctor.
So I'm going to do this, man. This is Wayne Hoskins' band, Breaking Here. Here we go.
together tonight. Quiet, warm denial. We're broken free. And I'll try not to hurt you. See, it's my pride. I'm waiting for you. Break it here with me. And all I'm seeing and hold to understand. Time and what it be. Brought me down, I'll give you all I care.
That is a clip from the song Breaking Here by the Wayne Hoskins Band. You guys can get the full version at TheWayne.com or win our CD tonight, man. Tetra, do we have the band on right now?
We have the one and only on right now.
Wayne Hoskins Band, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Doing good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, man. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, what happened last night? You guys were supposed to have a show at the House of Blues, man. What happened?
Wow, that's a good question. We still don't know what happened.
Obviously we won't trash anybody, but
yeah.
We played up there a week ago, actually the opening party for the House of Blues during Sundance Film Festival, and everything went great. And apparently something happened with between the House of Blues, the venue that it's at, because this House of Blues isn't normally in Park City. They actually overtook a different venue, and the promoter. And apparently, from our understanding, the promoter kind of
bailed out.
Yeah, something.
Okay.
But we weren't the only band that showed up. Luckily, we only had to go about 40 miles to get there.
Yeah.
There were a couple of people that flew in.
Dang.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was a mess, but what do you do?
What can you do? But you guys have another show coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we're playing this Saturday night at a place called Maxwell's in Park City. Last night at Sundance Film Festival. It's a we're on a Rockfish Record Company label is actually putting it on. They're calling it Rockfish Unplugged, and it's a number of different artists.
That's cool. I know Jake's going to be there from Cub World.
Yeah.
He's been on the show before. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
And Melody and Tyler, they're going to be on our show next week. So,
yep.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, Melody and Tyler, and then we got Brett Turner, Amy Jo Savannah, and, oh my gosh, I'm going to drop the ball here. Name.
Yeah.
She's on.
It's all good, man. We're tapping into the Utah scene right now. That's what we're doing. We're going from state to state, and right now we're tapping into the Utah. So,
oh, very cool.
I mean, we thought to bring you guys have like a lot of talent out there in Utah, bands and stuff.
It's a weird thing. I think you think Salt Lake, you don't think music necessarily, but I think there's a really good little vibe scene going on here.
It is. It's nice. You guys have a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Tetra, you want to ask him a question?
I just want to, for listeners out there, how did you guys get your name started?
I mean, we had kind of like an idea how you got it started, kind of, but like, I mean, can you clarify it?
Let me go ahead and let our keyboard player answer that
one. Our keyboard player, Mike Higgins, is going to answer that.
I used to work with the Wayne Hoskins. He was a little bit of a dirty old man, but he was badass, so we named our band after him. And it has a good ring to it. Don't you think it's got a good ring?
It's got like this classic ring, and it's just he was just kind of a mean old badass.
Yeah, we actually had to go to his house and get his approval. so he couldn't sue us or anything.
Yeah.
To give an idea of how much of a badass he was, he has a mom tattooed on his arm that
Dang.
He did himself, I think, when he was like 14 years old.
Oh, I heard of it when he was 3.
His mom probably has a tattoo that says son on her arm, too.
Yeah, I love that commercial.
Yeah. How did you guys initially get started as a band? Like, how did you guys meet each other and whatnot?
Go ahead, man. Well, there's been actually a number of renditions of this band. Initially, Mike here and Dave were kind of the original members. It's been a while, and it's kind of gone through a number of different bandmates. And back in 2005, I joined the band as the lead singer. And we kind of had to rewrite everything. And then 2 years ago, actually, when we really feel like we formed the band, the Wayne Hoskins Band, we picked up Carl and Eric Santoro. They're both they're actually cousins. It's kind of funny, drummer and bass player. And it really bumped us up quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it's funny, we put, I was looking for a drummer and a bass player, and this is back when MySpace, you know, 2 years ago, was really popping. And although I saw Russell Simmons just bought it, so maybe it'll, I doubt it.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think Russell Simmons just bought MySpace. He's trying to rejuvenate it a little bit.
Well, I got to delete my account then.
Exactly, just because Russell Simmons bought it. But I put out one posting saying, just, you know, out to all of our fans or all of our MySpace friends, saying, looking for a bass player and drummer. And about 45 minutes later, I got a response, and it was the only response I got from these guys. And we met
That's
up.
Great.
It was good.
The rest is history, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a fairy tale story.
It is, isn't it? It really is. Mike's wearing a bear suit right now.
That was tight. Tetra, you got another question?
You know, what are you guys' influences in music, you know, when you write and stuff?
That's actually a good question. We've it's kind of interesting that we've, you know, sometimes we kind of blow our minds and we can actually write stuff together because we're
not the most,
we're all so different. Yeah, come from different backgrounds and but you know, it's amazing. Probably the biggest thing that we've found is that we've got some good chemistry, and that's what's exciting about the band is that, you know, when Dustin will come up with something that he's been working on, and you know, he's been writing, we can somehow we just come together, you know, quickly, and it gets done, you know, in a real positive way. And for us, really, it's, you know, we write about life experiences. I mean, it's not, if you look at our music and the lyrics in our songs, it's nothing that's really necessarily made up. It's actually real experiences that we go through, and it's fun when, you know, great when people can relate to that. And the best comment, I think, the best compliment we can get is when somebody says, hey, you know, I listened to your songs. You know, one of your songs helped me get through the day today, and they can really, really relate to that. And you know, we love probably Lifehouse and The Fray and Coldplay. Some of those bands are really the bands that influence us the most, and kind of keep us going. So
yeah,
that's cool. What is like one of the best, most famous, like in your mind, like what's your favorite person that you can say that you like actually ever like played on stage with? You know.
Well, besides you, definitely.
Well, besides me, yeah.
Yeah, besides you guys yourself.
I'd have to say, you know, the biggest show we've done has been, we played with the band Safety Suit. They were a VH1's number one band there for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Played with them down in at Utah Valley University. Is that what it's called? Utah Valley University.
UVU, yeah.
UVU. And that was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Obviously, we'd love to play. I've got some people that I'd love to play with. Again, some of the places up in Park City, the stages we've stood on, same place that, like, Sting has stood, and Elvis Costello and Glenn Hansard from The Frames.
STP.
And Stone Temple Pilots. And, I mean, not that we played with them, but, I mean, standing on the same stage, and you can it's kind of funny standing there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's cool. How did you guys feel about winning the 2009 Pulitzer for Best Utah Rock Band?
Crazy.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were, I don't know, I think we were all a little bit surprised, but we were, you know, certainly excited, I mean, especially when we've only been together for really only a year, but, you know, with the addition of Eric and Carl Santoro. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, within a year, we're rocking it up out here, and people are enjoying it, and, you know, we're just, I think that just gave us a lot more motivation to keep pushing forward, and you know, since that time, we've been able to get signed by Rockfish, and that was huge for us, and these folks, they're taking care of us and pushing us a long ways as well.
We kind of had a crazy, I mean, so the end of the year, basically it was, I think it was December or January that we won that of you know, 09, basically 08, 09, and got signed with Rockfish, basically began the process with Rockfish Record Company, and then just, we released our first EP, that Breaking Here EP, in early November. Man, it is just, been like a skyrocket all of a sudden, where Park City TV just named us Artist of the Month during Sundance, and again, open up the House of Blues, and I mean, those are kind of crazy things that you don't normally expect to do when you're sitting in your buddy's basement playing the guitar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What was I going to say? Something here. I forgot. Anyway, that's what it was. One of my favorite songs, Cutting Crew.
Oh, great.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time, and I saw you guys cover that on YouTube, and I gotta say, man, you guys knocked it out, man.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You guys did it justice.
It's funny you bring that up, because we actually played it last week at Sundance, and
And we hadn't played him for, how long was that? The
yeah, time? And I'd kind of
a year or something.
Yeah, almost threw my throat out.
Yeah,
trying to hit some of those notes.
I struggled through it, but it was still a lot of fun.
Dude, I love that song. It's like my alarm clock in the morning, like keeps me going. I'm not even kidding. All right, so last question. This is the last question we leave every band with. It's a cliche question. What advice do you guys have for any other band that's out there?
Oh, don't all the hard work. I think too many artists or musicians think that if they have a good song, that they're just going to be able to make it alone on that song or, you know, on their music.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting last night, well, yesterday, a forced meeting after we weren't playing, talking about it, and I believe that the music itself, it's everything, but in terms of becoming something or pushing yourself, it's like 20% of it. The hard work comes from marketing and connecting with your fans and creating whatever it is you want to create. The music is where your heart is, and it's what you want to do. But in order to do it the right way, it's all the hard work. It's the man. You got to be a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
I'll say one more thing too. Is that you gotta love your band members too.
I
think that. You know, we've been pretty fortunate, pretty lucky, because we make fun of each other more than we do actually play. But
I feel you. Like, I couldn't do the show if I didn't love my co-host.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I couldn't do it.
But now,
yeah, I don't know, baby.
Tell fans out there, look, man, you know, get people in your band that you love, and you can give a hard time to, and you obviously give constructive criticism too.
Yeah,
that, there's a lot of that. You have to be open and receptive to it. But
no doubt, man. So we're kind of low on time. We really appreciate you guys being on, man, the interview. It's been great, you know? And lastly, you're going to leave us with a song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what's the song called again?
We're going to do Never What It Seems. It's track 2 off the new EP.
Okay.
It's actually written by Dave and I, Dustin. And we're going to try and make this work here.
All right.
We've got Mike jamming on the tambourine, so hopefully that doesn't screw anything up. But
all right.
We'll try it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, thanks, guys. Never would it seem.
so why did you give out all these sweet melodies? Together we'll never see. Never would it seem. I want, yeah. I want, yeah. I want, oh,
that is the Wayne Hoskins Band. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it,
guys.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
Take care.
Come on, man. Don't tell me that was not like angel music just playing through the speakers.
Dude, I'm not saying that was wonderful, but that was pretty much great.
That was pretty much, I mean, my eyes, it's because I have allergies right now, but besides that, my eyes are leaking right now, man.
Yeah, I'd be like, his voice is pretty good.
That's good, man. I wish I could have that raspy, like, I just smoked, like, 8 packs of cigars, like, voice, you know, but I can't.
Damn, Raspy!
Exactly, I can't do it. I give props to those guys, Wayne Hoskins Band, guys. You know, they're the Taylor Gang, you know what you do.
Yeah, you know, I was about to fight this crew named Taylor Gang, and you know what I'm saying?
I just got to tell you guys, first person to go on the DrBonesAndTetraShow.com, contact us, go right now, put your name, put your phone number too, because so we can contact you, because we're probably not going to have time to announce the mayor who won, so put your name, email, your phone number, and then put Toma, and then there you go.
Yeah, a little bit of T-O-M-A.
T-O-M-A, that's it, and you get a signed CD from the band that we just played, the Wayne Hoskins Band. And if you're not in line to get a CD, you didn't make it, you'll get a sticker. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'll get something.
You'll get something, man. You're not walking away empty-handed, I promise. Today's been a good show, man.
Yeah, today was good. I mean, it was we had a good band on.
Really chill. I like it. Like when a band comes on, just like we talk to them the whole show, you know?
Yeah, sort of like yeah, because like yeah, I know what you mean, man.
You feel me, man? Because like. I didn't want to just, like, come on here and talk about my anger against the promo show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that because that's just me.
Like, you know how sometimes they have those bands and you could just, like, it's a little bit awkward, you know, with the conversation?
Exactly. They were, like, really chill, you know?
Yeah, but this one is just, like, you know, going with the flow.
I really appreciate it. Okay, so next week, guys, I'm not saying it's going to be the best week I've ever had, but it's going to be the best week I've ever had. Wednesday, Melody and Tyler, a band that the Wayne Hoskins Band is playing with. Yeah, they're a good band. I mean, granted, they're a good band. No, nothing taken away from them. Wednesday, my favorite band of all time. What's my favorite band of all time, Tetra?
Do you mean Thursday?
Thursday, my bad. Thursday, my favorite band of all time. You know who that is?
Dude, I think so, but I don't wanna embarrass myself.
The Expendables.
Is it The Expendables? Oh.
Geoff Weirs is gonna be on our show next Thursday. Promise, he's gonna be on our show. So. You guys need to tune into that because that's the best band ever created on this entire earth, The Expendables.
Yeah,
bam!
Yeah,
just happened.
Follow.
Just happened. I mean, they're going to be on the show next week. Or just Geoff's going to be on the show. Hopefully. I'm crossing my fingers here, crossing my toes, crossing my, you know.
Crossing my nose, crossing those
oh,
holes, you know
I
what
mean,
I'm saying?
Hopefully. We'll be playing a song on our show, too. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that'd be pretty. You know, that'd be cool if we can get the whole band on.
I'm gonna go. Nah, it's just gonna be Geoff because I think the rest of the band's doing something else. You know, so like,
oh, okay.
It's cool. Just the lead singer's gonna be on. But you know, he like rocks it out on acoustic, man. And if we can get that, I mean, we're retiring. We're leaving.
Yeah, I mean, goodbye. But not really. You know what I'm saying?
Bye bye. We're going home. But yeah, you know, that's all I gotta say, man. We have like 30 seconds left. Thank you guys for listening tonight. Sorry
yeah,
I was
yeah.
sick, you know, I mean.
It's cool, Doc, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just got to tune in next week.
I'm not sick, literally. I'm sick in the head right now, if that makes any sense. This is Dr. Bones. You know what I do.
Hey, yeah, I don't know, baby. DJ Tetra. Tune in next Wednesday, same time, same number, same website.
Tonight, we're going to be doing stuff to you. No, we're not. Nikki's killing it.
All right. Goodbye.